welcome to another episode of Davey B's Hit Song Vault. My name is John David Birdall, and today we're going to be going from city to city to city to city, aren't we, Dad?
Yes, all the biggies.
Oh my gosh, yes. We're going to have so many songs in this episode. It's like, what, 24, right?
Something
like
that. Oh, unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have to get right into it. We're going to be talking about right into it. So do allow me to say that Davey B's Hit Song Vault is a 30-minute comedic and encyclopedic conversation about the music of our lives with Davey B and his son John David. During each episode of the podcast, these two hosts will discuss and will play excerpts of 10 audio tracks within a specific theme or within a specific subject for your listening pleasure and total edification. Together, Davey B and John David do have a combined 70 years of songwriting and song performance and recording and music production experience between them. And thank you very, very much to Flatland Guitar, Schmidt Music, Orange Records, Ekroth Music Fargo, Drummer's Journey, Eventide Senior Living Communities, Guitar Center, and Prairie Public, our local PBS station, for supporting my father and me in this podcast. We could not do it without you. There.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
So, Dad, we're taking a round trip, okay, across the United States from city to city to city, starting in Chicago and ending in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So the first song on the list is by a band called Paper Lace, and it's called The Night Chicago Died.
And it's very interesting because the two writers, both of them were both British.
Okay.
And they just said, well, doesn't matter. I mean, as long as we can write the song, we'll write it and by golly, hope that
people enjoy it or something like that.
People enjoy it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Because both of them had never been to Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is Paper Lace with The Night Chicago Died.
I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a thought it really was. Glory be. I heard my mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died. Brother, what a night the people saw.
So the next song on the list is by Bobby Bear, and it's called Detroit City.
Interesting note.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit City was kind of a mecca for Southerners who would come up from the South,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they would get so homesick for the South that they would go to the bars and drink away their sadness, so to
speak.
And
their paychecks, probably, too.
Yes, exactly. And that's why it's the last night I went to sleep in Detroit City.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes.
Oh, golly. Okay, so this is Detroit City by Bobby Bear.
Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City. From the letters that I write, they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cards, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines.
All right, that was Detroit City by Bobby Bear. And the next song on the list, we're headed east, farther east.
Farther east.
Yes, so to Boston.
Please come to Boston. That's it.
Yes. By Dave Loggins.
Yeah, great song.
Yes.
And it was, you know, one of those, I'm so lonely, please, you know, come and help me.
Yeah.
I've been in Denver, I've been in Los Angeles, I've been all around.
Sure.
And it was just... It was like loneliness.
Oh, sure. Yeah. A person missing somebody, right?
Exactly. And here's Dave Loggins' hit song, Please Come to Boston.
Please come to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. You can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come.
All right, that was Please Come to Boston by Dave
Loggins.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, next one. Mm-hmm. The next one is the should we say, granddaddy of cities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, New York. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a strange thing, Johnny. People thought that Frank Sinatra did it originally.
Okay.
For his album Trilogy, Past, Present, and Future.
Well, that's good.
But he wasn't the originator of the song as far as recording it. It was Liza Minnelli.
Yes, and that's who we're going to be listening to.
Right. Yeah, she was the original singer of New York, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. Here's Liza Minnelli in New York, New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it.
All right, that was New York, New York by Liza Minnelli. First one to record
York,
that.
New York, New York.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, so the next song on the list is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And what was Guy Mitchell's other like big hit? I didn't he have more than just one other?
Yeah, but one that comes to mind is Singing the Blues.
Yes, yes. And I heard that by Marty Robbins. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know Guy Mitchell had done it until you and I were talking about this episode.
Right.
You know, I guess that was way before me. Wasn't that the 50s, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so this is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania by Guy Mitchell.
And I walk up and down neath the clock.
By the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But I ain't got a thing left to hock. She was peaches.
Okay, that was Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania by Guy Mitchell. Moving on, okay, in Pennsylvania.
Moving right along. Oh, we're staying in the same state.
Yes, we are, but we're going to Philadelphia now.
Aha. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yes. And this is a song by Elton John called Philadelphia Freedom.
And Elton requested a song with the title Philadelphia Freedom in honor of his friend, the tennis player, Billie Jean King.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And King coached the team called the Philadelphia Freedoms.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Becoming the first woman, one of the first women, I should say, to ever coach men.
Well, shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. There was Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John, and now we're headed to Tennessee, Clarksville, Tennessee.
I'll be.
Mm-hmm. In Tennessee.
And our song we're going to look for is The Last Train to Clarksville, which was a Monkees big hit.
Yeah.
And it's about, and I never knew this.
Okay.
It's about a protest to the war in Vietnam.
Oh, really?
Yes. But being it was the Monkees, they had to kind of keep it quiet because nobody wanted the Monkees doing protest songs.
Yeah, they were pretty mainstream.
Yeah, you know? Very mainstream. Mm-hmm. So,
shall we play the song?
Yes.
Okay, so this is Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must.
Okay, that was the Monkees with Last Train to Clarksville, and we're staying in Tennessee. Oh, we're going to Memphis.
That's good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go that far.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to Memphis, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the song was originally written by Chuck Berry. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Rivers, who had some success as a songwriter, got the idea. The idea. That's it. Sure. To score it as a popular song at his live shows at the Whiskey A Go Go.
Sure. Okay. So this is Johnny Rivers with Memphis.
From the Whiskey A Go Go.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party and try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie.
Okay, that was Memphis by Johnny Rivers at the Whiskey A Go Go.
Whiskey A Go Go.
Ooh, that's just fun to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The next song is by Vaughn Monroe.
Time to get some big band influence. Ooh. The music was used in the 1941 film Moon Over Miami, being played during the opening credits.
Oh, okay.
And also played as dance music for both of the parties. So
oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it was a good, I mean, whoopee-ding big hit.
Yes. Okay. So this is Moon Over Miami by Vaughn Monroe.
Moon over Miami, shine on my love and me, so we can stroll beside the roll of the rolling sea.
Moon over Miami, oh,
shine on as we begin a dream or two.
All right, that was Moon Over Miami by Vaughn Monroe, and now we're going from Florida to Louisiana.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
So we're going to dig up a goodie by, well, it's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. And it was New Orleans, and it was a song written for mm-hmm. Gary U.S. Bonds.
Oh, okay.
And it was like his one and only claim to fame. Mm. Big hit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a hit on the R&B charts, right? And the pop charts.
Right.
And in the UK.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
It was big. Thank you, Gary U.S. Bonds.
Yes.
All right, so this is New Orleans by Gary U.S. Bonds.
I said a hey.
We were just in New Orleans. Now we're headed to Kansas City. Okay? And so this is Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison.
Kansas City, here I come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was one reason that Kansas City got to be the, should we say, home base for this song. The way that the lyrics went, the name Kansas City sung well.
Well, yeah, it does. You know, Kansas City. Yeah. Kansas City, here, you know, just rolls.
Right,
you know?
Rolls off.
Yeah, easy.
And,
okay, shall we play the song?
Let's.
Okay, so this is Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison. Okay, that was Kansas City by Wilbert Harrison, and we're going from Kansas now to Texas now.
Boy.
Woo-woo!
Woo-woo, we're making tracks,
yes,
I'll tell
you. Exactly. So the song is Houston by Dean Martin.
And there was a sound effect that they used in the record.
Mm-hmm.
That percussive sound was created by tapping an empty Coke bottle with a spoon.
Okay. All right. So this is Houston by Dean Martin.
I got the holes in both of my shoes while I'm a walking case of the blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry.
All right, that was Houston by Dean Martin, and we're staying in Texas. We're going from Houston to San Antonio.
Well, lucky us.
Yes, yes, we're really, really lucky.
Staying deep in the heart of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's called San Antonio Rose.
Oh, that's a goodie. That's a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys recorded that, and it was just a super hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he recorded it again with some old newer lyrics it after a couple years. And they said, don't you go fooling around with that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A guy just can't win, huh?
No, that's is for that sure. It?
All right, so this is Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody.
I'll tell the time.
Of old San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Where in dreams I live with a memory.
Yes, yes, go on.
Beneath the stars all along. Enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know.
Okay, so that was San Antonio Rose by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, and we're staying in Texas.
Again?
Yes, yes, we're staying in Texas, and we're going to El Paso.
Oh, okay.
With a song called El Paso.
Yeah.
By Marty Robbins.
Yes, Marty just happened to be riding through Texas in his car and jotting down lyrics, and he came up with the El Paso Saga. Oh, it's just a soap opera set to music.
All right, so this is El Paso by Marty Robbins.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican.
Okay, that was El Paso by Marty Robbins, and we're headed to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay.
Where the wind comes sweeping.
I was going to say it, and I just fought.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, this is Tulsa Time by Don Williams.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're going to be talking about.
Should we say Tulsa Time was one of his biggest hits?
Yeah, one of his biggest. The Gentle Giant, right?
Right.
Of country music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shall we play the song?
Let us play it.
Okay, this is Tulsa Time by Don Williams.
Living on Tulsa Time. Set my watch back to it, living on Tulsa Time.
So that was Tulsa Time by Don Williams, and now we're going from Oklahoma to Arizona. Okay, we were in Oklahoma, not Arizona. What does it matter?
Yes.
What does it matter? Right? That was a Three Dog Night reference right there.
There's another goodie.
Yes. So the song we're going to be talking about is By the Time I Get to Phoenix by Glenn Campbell, right?
Yes. And as I recall, that was one of Glenn's first tremendous smash hits.
Yeah, it probably was.
Yes.
Probably was.
Yeah. Oh, he had so many hits.
Yeah, so many. Shall we play the song?
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is By the Time I Get to Phoenix by Glenn Campbell.
By the time I get to Phoenix, you be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving.
All right, that was By the Time I Get to Phoenix by Glen Campbell, and now we're headed to Vegas.
Oh.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. With the song Viva Las Vegas by Elvis Presley.
Elvis himself strikes mm-hmm. again.
Oh, no. And we had been talking about how this song could just be an ad for Las Vegas itself.
Yes, it could. It could very easily have been mm-hmm. put out as a commercial for the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, shall we play it?
We should.
All right, this is Viva Las Vegas by Elvis Presley.
I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
All right, that was Viva Las Vegas by Elvis Presley, and now we're going to California.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we're going to California. And we're starting with L.A., or I Love L.A. by Randy Newman. Okay? And this song was supposed to have been written, I do believe, like, the reason for it to come into existence in the first place was that the 1984 Olympics needed a theme. Mm-hmm. And so I think Don Henley suggested Randy Newman. And so, yeah, that's how it came to be. And I saw it in the film Naked Gun, or I guess I heard it while I was watching the film Naked Gun.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in there. You know, Leslie Nielsen is the umpire
right.
in the baseball game, mm-hmm. you know, in the movie. And this song is playing while he's doing that.
All right.
Now, so shall we play it?
Let's do it.
Okay, this is Randy Newman with I Love L.A. Was I Love L.A. by Randy Newman, and now we're traveling north to Central California, to Lodi.
Oh.
Yes.
I remember Lodi. Mm-hmm. That was a big hit for CCR.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And I remember John Fogerty, when he was interviewed about, why write a song about Lodi? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he said, well, my dad and I made several trips there, and mm-hmm. it had just really fond memories of the area for him.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Lodi by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
If I only had a dollar for every song I sung, every time I had to play while people sat there.
That was Lodi by Creedence Clearwater Revival, and now we're going to San Jose.
Oh,
do you know the way to San Jose?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you do? Well, that's great. So this is Do You Know the Way to San Jose by Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, that was a great song. Burt Bacharach and Hal David.
Oh, good.
Hal David said that his idea of a good lyric mm-hmm. was to take a kind of sad, melancholy lyric and place it in the hands, if you will, please, of a songwriter who would give it an up-tempo and happy-sounding melody.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so this is Do You Know the Way to San Jose by Dionne Warwick.
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long, I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? Going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose.
was Do You Know the Way to San Jose by Dionne Warwick. And now, Dad, we're headed to San Francisco.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Yes, with the song San Francisco.
By Scott McKenzie.
Parenthetically, right? Uh-huh. Be sure to wear flowers in your hair.
Yes, well, Scott McKenzie did wear flowers in his hair.
Oh, wow, isn't that nice?
When he recorded the song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is San Francisco. Parenthetically, be sure to wear flowers in your hair by Scott McKenzie. That was San Francisco. Parenthetically, be sure to wear flowers in your hair by Scott McKenzie. And now we're departing California and we're going to Washington, specifically Seattle.
Seattle, yes.
You know, the bluest skies
you've ever seen are in Seattle.
So this is Seattle by Perry Como, Mr. Relaxation.
But Perry Como and Bobby Sherman.
Oh.
Both recorded versions of it.
Oh, of what, Seattle?
Seattle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was very strange, but Bobby Sherman's version was never released as a single. Perry Como's was.
Oh, that's great. So this is Seattle by Perry Como.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild, full of hopes and full of fears, full of laughter, full of tears.
All right, that was Seattle by Perry Como, and now we're hopping on a plane, we're leaving Washington, and we're going very swiftly to Iowa.
Iowa?
Yes, to Dubuque.
Dubuque?
Yes. And this is called Dubuque Blues by the Association. And you know, I do believe this wasn't a huge hit for them, was it, Dad?
No, it wasn't.
No, but I do believe that people ought to hear it because this is the Association kind of flexing their muscles and they're stretching a bit, right? As producers and songwriters.
Right. Something different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this was 1969.
Right.
I think. And so it's not like the band was winding down. They were just going in a different direction. You know?
It wasn't a good direction either.
Here, we'll let the listener, right, be the judge.
Okay.
Right? Okay, so this is Dubuque Blues by the Association.
And I can't recall the instances they hung it in my thoughts, and I'm sure they're as important as the feelings that they brought. Writing songs of rights and wrongs and buying penny lover shoes. Oh, 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 definitely.
All right, that was Dubuque Blues by the Association. Now we're going from Iowa by plane very swiftly, right, back to Illinois, back to Chicago. We did it, Dad. We did it.
We did it.
Yes.
We can't get away from Chicago.
No. And so this is Chicago by Frank Sinatra. Yep. And so this is the second song about Chicago that was a hit by Frank Sinatra.
Oh.
Now, of course, there's okay. Chicago. And then there was My Kind of Town.
Yeah. My Kind of Town, Chicago is. Okay.
Yeah. So how about we play this one?
Okay.
Okay. So this is Chicago by Frank Sinatra.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down. On
State Street, that great street.
Golly, I do hope that listeners have enjoyed that.
I hope so, too.
That trip.
Yes.
That we have just taken. Okay, if you have enjoyed that trip, you can go to prairiepublic.org. All right, that's prairiepublic.org, and you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault. All right, you can go to prairiepublic.org, and you can search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to more episodes of this show there, or you can go to your favorite podcast platform or favorite podcast provider and search for Davy B's Hit Song Vault, and you can listen to this series there. Oh no, we gotta go, Dad.
We gotta go already?
Yeah, we gotta go, probably on another trip somewhere else.
Some other trip, some other location.
Yes, maybe Kathmandu.
That's it.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, John.
Oh, goodbye, Dad.
Well, it's a cheater who pays. That's a cheater who pays. Well, it's a cheater who pays.